Time now is 8:25 on your breakfast show this morning. Now, all this month, we're going to be telling you about some pretty inspirational people who have set up their own businesses across Merseyside and Cheshire. Citizen First LCR is supporting hidden entrepreneurs from local communities to develop businesses rooted in their own lived experiences of health and care challenges. We're going to meet another one of those on the scheme now, and that is Kira Byrne. Kira is from Formby and is the founder of Laurel's CIC, Community Interest Company, managing a 16-acre private woodland providing nature-based experiences to improve mental health and well-being in Hare community. Kira, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming in. It's always great. We're doing this feature. We do it every Friday now where we highlight the entrepreneurs in and around our area, which is great. I mean, we were talking about this earlier on, actually. Jess picked a piece of paper out, you know, about social prescribing and how important it is that we're out and about. So this is absolutely perfect. Tell us more.
Okay. So, yeah, thanks for the introduction. So this all started back in lockdown when I was living in London with my husband and 2-year-old son at the time.
Yeah.
And when lockdown happened, we left London and came back up to Formby, where I'm from. And so my son went from spending long hours in an inner city London nursery with very little access to outdoor space, and then was suddenly immersed in Formby Beach and Formby Pinewoods with me because I was put on furlough.
Mm.
And over that time, it was about 6 months, my husband and I started to see huge changes in him, from everything like his appetite improving, his sleep improving, his language, his communication, his physicality.
Mm.
You know, he looked healthier, he was stronger, he had more stamina. And so he was noticeably a happier and healthier child.
Yeah.
And then around the same time, I was introduced to Laurel's Wood, as you mentioned, 16-acre woodland, which at the time was completely unmanaged and inaccessible. And it kind of sparked the idea in me, is there a way that we could offer the experience and the opportunity that I'm seeing in my own child to people at Laurel's Wood who, for whatever reason, might not access that kind of environment in their everyday lives?
Yeah.
And that's where it started. And then I spent the next 18 months or so like researching how to set up a business, what I needed to do, negotiating a lease with the landowner, forming a board and running pilot sessions with local schools to see if the impact, or to see if there was an impact or if there was a benefit from schools. And the feedback from that was overwhelming.
Mm.
And it was the same thing that we were seeing every time, repeating, you know, the impact that I'd seen in my own child.
Yeah.
And this is...
You must have thought then, Kira, that this is it. People need this, clearly.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, you know, is this like a one-off? Is this, you know, is this, you know, is it a fluke sort of thing that I'm seeing this? But as it started to happen, the same... repeatedly over and over again, you see, God, yeah, it is really needed. And I think if you look at the context of the UK, you know, it is set against a growing national mental health crisis, particularly in young people. Young people are feeling rising anxiety, low self-esteem, low confidence. They're experiencing digital overwhelm. So it's kind of, I think it's not a surprise really, this is all set against that. And what we offer at Laurel's Wood is an opportunity for people to just be completely immersed in nature, doing things that are completely different that they wouldn't do in a classroom, what they wouldn't do in their everyday lives.
Yeah.
So most of the activities that we do are things like bushcraft type things, so firelighting, den building, using tools to make things, make jewellery and stuff like that.
Mm.
So it's challenging young people and children in a way that isn't replicated in the classroom.
Yeah.
And I think it's that combination of doing higher risk activity within an environment that is really beneficial to humans that is having the positive impact.
And just being outside as well. We all know, you know, as kids, you know, once you just want to be outside all the time. I'm surprised nobody's thought of having an outdoor school.
Completely.
Do you know what I mean? You know, bring the learning outside so that they go to a certain place and just have that school outside.
Yeah. And I think teachers would love that.
Yeah.
You know, teachers are under pressure, aren't they?
Yeah, of course.
But we can thread everything, you know, all curriculum learning, we can thread through our sessions.
Yeah.
And we do often get asked by schools, can you thread science or a particular topic into our day? And we can do that.
Yeah. Just want to quickly ask you about Citizen First LCR, obviously the scheme. There were a lot of people going for it. Did you expect to get it? Was there a lot of pressure there? Or
no, we didn't expect to get it
all.
No, I think I was a last minute kind of applicant. One of our directors on our board suggested I go for it. And, you know, I was so busy, I almost just didn't actually apply because I was like, I haven't actually got the time to do the application and stuff. But it's been absolutely game-changing for Laurel's Wood. You know, the business has grown over the last couple of years to something that, you know, is bigger than I ever could have imagined. And it was, you know, I was starting to struggle with how do I do this? How do I make it financially sustainable? We know that there's a need there. We want it to, we want it to grow and be able to carry on producing impact. So Citizens First has been a massive help for me in helping me deliver that.
Yeah, and I guess starting off as well and being around other hidden entrepreneurs, as it were, as well. Does that help as well? Because you're all in the same boat, aren't you?
Yeah, and there's a lot of crossover, actually. So right, Faye, who I know you interviewed the other day, about Centre of Faye Boswell, so we're looking at how she can look at Laurel's Wood as a venue, you know, as a test venue, because we work with lots and lots of SEN groups, and the impact that we see on children, the feedback that we get from teachers and carers and parents of children with SEN, special educational needs, is the biggest impact.
So you could have sensory places or within Laurel's Wood, I guess. Is that,
so there's lots of crossover between between the entrepreneurs and lots of support that way.
In 5 years time then, you're an entrepreneur, you know, you're off and running now, you've obviously got big dreams, I would imagine. Then what does it look like for you in 5 years time, do you think?
We'd love to have at Laurel's Wood an offer for everybody, for all ages. So we're looking to be a green skills academy. So we, a lot of the feedback that we've had from schools is that, you know, the impact on the children, especially those with SEN and especially those from who are disengaged from education for whatever reason, they respond really positively when they come to us. And we get asked all the time, is there anything else that we can do? Are there any certifications that we can get? And we've piloted that this academic term, like Woodland Awards, for them. So what we're looking at doing is setting up almost career pathways to the outdoor industries for those people, because we know children who thrive and excel with us, you know, there's a potential career opportunity for them in the outdoor sectors that they might not know about, and they might, you know, they're not going to learn about in a classroom. So that's something that we would really love to be, a green skills academy with offers for all ages. Like, we've just launched a new Woodlings playgroup. So it's Laurel's Woodlings, which is an early years with a new playground that we've created where parents can come and bring their kids for 75 minutes and we do similar stuff that we do with the
for a younger age.
Yeah, we just tailor it. So we'd love to have that. And we do, you know, corporate sessions. We can have corporates come for away days. We can, we
have, I say, but the adults love it, don't they?
We do. And it's the same type of activity and the impact is the same. You know, I know you had your previous guest, Andy's Day
Club. Anthony Valora, Andy's Man's Club,
Andy's Man's Club, sorry, So we get lots of charities coming in asking us to run similar immersive experiences for them. So, you know, we'd love to have offers regularly that we can offer for all different ages, because we know the impact is the same whatever age you are.
Brilliant. It's lovely to speak to you. Lovely to meet you as well, Kiri. You're doing amazing things. Nature's the answer, isn't it? You know, it should do as much as we possibly can in nature, and you've struck gold with that. And I can only see that going from strength to strength, and absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're doing amazing work.
Thank you.
Kira Byrne from Formby, the founder of Laurel's Wood CIC. 16-acre private woodland. Based experiences to improve mental health, your mental health and well-being in your community.